Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
That be us.
We are in the building. What's going on, everyone? I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and I'm here with the co-host, the one and only
Mr. Black Reporter.
He's Black Reporter. And welcome to a brand new edition of The Adult Zone.
What does everything seem like? I'm in a big bubble. Oh,
you're not.
I think I know why.
Why is that?
Because we're no longer on this solid ground of Earth. We're no longer on the solid ground of Earth.
Oh.
We're now in Phone Fantasy Radio's version of Oz.
Yes, folks. Black Reporter jumped the gun. He didn't even let me say, how you doing, Black Reporter? How was your weekend? He just jumped the gun right into the topic. So I guess he don't want us to know about what happened to him or what any good news is. However, I got good news. One, my first good news is I am awesome. That goes without saying. No, you gotta say it, because that in itself should just brighten up your evening.
Okay.
Just to acknowledge the fact that I'm awesome. Bottom line.
Yes.
Secondly, my good news, I had an all right weekend. My weekend really didn't get popping until I had a very, very successful late night with the Super Fluffy Flirt, which is my own personal 2 hours of good show, good broadcasting. I was going to say something else, but, you know, yeah, good broadcasting. The late night with the Super Fluffy Flirt went awesome. We talked about mixed signals. We talked about Dear Fluffy, you know, people write personal letters to me, and I myself and those that are listening or the other listeners basically give our advice. So, you know, Dear Fluffy. That came on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Then Monday night, we had another awesome, totally on the next level show called
The One and Only
Brick House.
Yep.
With the hostess, Brick. Very awesome hostess, I may add. I mean, she offered us drinks, she gave us the rules, and then we just had stimulated conversation all the way to the last minute. Just really always the last minute. We laughed, we got serious, we did everything, and I feel like that, and others have felt that that show is just, you know, it's on its way, pretty much. Show is definitely on its way. It is going. It's been on the Phone Fantasy Radio train, entertainment train, since March. And she has some awesome shows, and the numbers are showing it. So shout out to everybody that's supporting Brick and her awesome show, Brick House. Like, you know, and as I was talking to some of our peoples that check out our show on a regular basis, they basically, in so many words, said that they are totally on point and satisfied and on the gravy train for Phone Fantasy Radio, Black Reporter. You also mentioned this to me earlier, like, it's starting to come together. You know, it's starting to become a, you know, what we always, or what I always dreamed that it would be, and that's basically an official online radio station. I mean, technically, we got five segments, 5.5 segments on here.
Wait, where did 5.5 come from?
0.5 is your show. You know, your show starts next week. It is a show within a show, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, from your cubbyhole. So 5.5 shows on here, on air from Sunday to Thursday. We're awesome. You know, our time frame is going. We had a, like I said, we had a debut last week. It's awesome. You know, people are definitely tuning in on a regular basis. We had people from the Fancy Lounge come out. Like, we're starting to make something of ourselves. And I am proud to say that I'm proud of every show that we've done, that we do, and that we've done on Phone Fantasy Radio. So that I will say. And that I will give a hand clap to myself, Black Reporter, Brick, Trinity B, and also Frenchie, because that is Team Fantasy, and in some way, some form, we all contribute to the brand new shiny globe that we are. You know, like right now, we have our own cipher. So, Black Reporter, on that note, you got anything you want to add before you jump into the topic again?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not going to say anything. Okay, folks. Once again, I'm going to welcome you to Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to Sean, Reverend BBW. I see you, boo. Tonight, we are all going to step into the shoes of Dorothy. We're all heading to the Wizard of Oz.
Before you go there, you know what you have to do.
Oh, boy. What is that, Black Reporter?
Click your heels twice.
Oh, gee whiz. That's afterwards. That's afterwards, Black Reporter. Clicking our heels twice. Anyway, folks, let Black Reporter sit in the corner for that one. Black Reporter.
Oh,
Black Reporter. No, you don't kick your heels yet. Anyway, folks, we are on a journey right now. We are on a journey through Oz, pretty much. I want to help you explore your dreams and expectations. That's what it is. What's your Oz? Pretty much. And we're exploring our dreams and expectations. That's the main question tonight. That's the main theme tonight. That's tonight's topic. What's your Oz? Let's explore our dreams and expectations. You can always join the conversation in the chat room by clicking on the link and at the upper right-hand corner and signing up and join us in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Shout out to the guest that's already there. You know, make a free account. Join us. We got the phone lines open, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Now, let me get to the point at hand. Now, Black Reporter,
mm-hmm.
I got to admit, the reason why I came up with this topic. Like I said, my weekend was all right. I know I throw parties or whatever, but it's all basically because of a man. A man did it to me. A man did it. I'm under his spell right now. It's all of a man. I know I'm not under his spell, but I honestly...
You actually admitted it.
I'm not under his spell, but what I'm saying is, you know,
but you're admitting that a man has your attention.
Yes, a dude does have my attention. Actually, a few dudes got my attention, but this dude has expressed the same, or at least, you know, interest in me as I in him. that's the difference between him and everybody else. He's actually expressed, you know, in a way that I would, you know, that I'm receiving it. So, you know, bless you. And in the end, it basically made me just think of, you know, what do I want? You know, what am I, especially in the realms as far as relationships, what am I looking for, pretty much? What is expected of me? What is expected of them? You know, it made me really just sit down and start thinking about that. And also, you know, when Brick bust down on her show last week about, you know, on our show, I'm sorry, not last week, on my last show, Brick had came to the conclusion that, you know, she wants to go out and she wants to start exploring, you know, the dating scene again. And I'm like, well, I'm already out there and I want to explore, but I think I was just going about it all wrong. I was just saying, like, this is what I want, but I wasn't preparing myself for that. So, you know, this is why I came up with this topic. First of all, people always have to give y'all a backstory on why we came up with this topic. And I think everybody at one time of their life have come to those crossroads where you have to stop doing what you're doing, step back, look at and assess what you have already done, and then set goals for yourself for the future. And that's where we're talking about our dreams and our expectations. Now, originally, I did dreams, expectations, and wishes. And, you know, as I was doing my little research or my little synopsis or whatever you want to call it, you know, I came up and I was like, you know what, let me get away from wishes, because all it's going to do is confuse and complicate things. So I'm trying to make things as simple as possible. Anyway,
Black Reporter. Now, I have one question.
Sure.
When you're dealing with feelings and emotions, can it actually be done?
What do you mean? Can what be done?
Make things as simple as possible.
When you're dealing with feelings and emotions, yes, it can be done. And this is all my opinion. And what get her done is sometimes your feelings and your emotions, you know, should not dictate you. But however,
okay,
they should enlighten you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, your feelings and your emotions is not dictating what you're doing. But how you're processing it and how you're coming to your conclusion is helping. It helps, you know what I mean, for you to make the right decision for yourself.
Okay.
You know, and it helps you grow. Because if you don't feel, then you don't know. And if you don't know, you ain't going nowhere. So.
True.
That's right.
So true.
That's right. So, what are our dreams? That's, you know, what are our dreams, Black Reporter? Our dreams are aim or something of, it says in a dictionary, something of an unreal beauty, charm, or excellence.
I don't know if I would put that word unreal in there.
Right. I'm telling you what the dictionary.com said. Dictionary said an aspiration, a goal, or aim. That is our dream. A trip to Europe is his dream. That's the definition. It's one of the definitions.
But what happens if you make a dream come true?
What happens if you make a dream come true that is real? It's reality.
Yeah.
But it's, in the end, it's still a fancy. It's still, you know, it's still something that's, you know, not saying it's a wish. Wish and a dream, I think that's the difference right there. That's why I didn't put the wish in there. That wish and that dream. See, a dream is attainable. That wish is the unreal part.
Okay.
That wish, and that's what I said when I was doing my synopsis. That's what came to me. That wish and that dream, that wish is the unreal part. Those wishes, those are the aims and the possibilities that you know that you're not. It's one in a million. Basically, that's when you go see the Wiz, the fairy godmother, and the genie, pretty much. and I'll get to that later.
And you hope for the Wizard of Oz, and go, and go look and see for his wishes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
Or you just wish two wishes, and you're halfway through the third one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, so that's our dreams, and then we have our expectations. The expectations, the act or state of looking forward to something. Basically, anticipation. That's your expectations. Things that you anticipate.
That's where everything has let you down.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But, you know, the expectation is the probability that something will occur, that something is going to happen. You expect it to rain tomorrow. And then, you know, that's where probability comes into fact. There's a 50-50 chance it's going to happen, you know. So that's what our expectations are. Expectations, those are attainable. Now, my thing is, I sat down, I thought about it, and I said, what do both have in common? Like, you know, one is the unreal, one is the real, one is tangible, one is not so tangible. But what is the what do they all have in common, Black Reporter?
They're from the mind.
Right.
I know you look for something else.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My brain's not working this evening, my dear. I'm sorry. Help me. Crush? Crush? Hello? Crush? Hello?
Okay, folks, I totally apologize. That was not my fault. Everything just shut off and then came back on. So I do apologize. I hope y'all still there. Black Reporter, are you still with me?
I am now.
Okay, what happened? You got cut off too?
Yeah, I mean, everything just went zoop.
Right, that happened to me too. It's just like a blackout. And then everything came back on. Okay.
Did lights go out?
Huh?
Did the lights go out?
Yeah. Everything went out and then came back on.
Oh, well. And you were saying in the meantime.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Like I was saying, we're back. I forgot, where was we at, Black Reporter? What did I ask you?
You lost me.
What did I ask you before we went blank?
I
You don't know, Nina? Okay, so let me go. So basically I asked you, Black Reporter asked you, how are your dreams and expectations the same?
Well, now you see, that's it. Expectations and dreams are what I'm trying to see how to say it without using the saying, the old saying, never use the word in the answer. And I'm trying to do that and not.
Well, just go ahead and tell us what you got so far, so we can get the gist of it.
It's things that you expect of yourself. Things that you expect of yourself and expect of your partner to be in the future.
Okay. Well, that's part of the definition that I came up with. I came up with the one, their goals. They are all goals that you want in life. Bottom line. The goal that you want in life that, two, defines you as a person. You know, your goals, I mean, your dreams and your expectations is basically what develops your ambition.
Cool.
Right. Okay. So, they're your ambition. They're part of you. And, you know, these are your goals that you set for yourself. And my final thing that I came with is they both, whether unattainable, inattainable, or tangible or not, they require a lot of work to accomplish. What you think?
I agree.
You agree?
Okay. So that's what I got so far. I mean, y'all can join the conversation. 805-830-8320. Hopefully I won't get knocked off again. That's 805-830-8320. Black Reporter?
Ma'am.
What are the difference?
Of what?
Dreams and expectations. Not even what's the difference between them, but what's the difference in the, how would I put that? What's the difference in the, I guess, the roles that they play?
Dreams are how you are the ideal situation.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations are what comes around when reality sets you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At least
well,
that's
what I came up with.
Huh?
Huh?
That's the way I see it. I mean,
that's
I could be wrong, but...
No. There's no right or wrong answer, technically, because, you know, this is all how we all interpret things, pretty much. These questions are how we interpret, you know, things and how we process things. So, technically, there's not a really wrong answer for it, unless you say dreams are green and expectations are blue. Then you're wrong. Like, that don't go together. Anyway, I came up with is the priority in your life. At different stages of our lives, our priorities of our dreams and the priorities of our expectations are, you know, one weighs in more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And an example I came up with was, you know, as a child, we focus on our dreams. This is a time of life that we are learning our world and everything is shiny and new. We are developing ourselves, we're developing our personalities, we're basically
hunky
learning dory. People
yeah.
Huh?
Hunky dory and everything else.
Right. And we basically set, you know, at this time we're setting long term goals for ourselves. I dream to become a basketball player when I grow up, or I dream to become a police officer, or I dream to go to college. Like, that's our priority as a child,
mm-hmm.
is our dreams. That's the first thing that we do, is our dreams. So when we approach our adolescent years and we get older and things are starting to, and we can process things pretty much, our focus turns onto our expectations. No, it turns onto our expectations. this is the point where we are given expectations as well as we have our own. It's like supply and demand. You expect to enjoy your friends when you're at this stage, and, well, you know, people are expecting you to come home with good grades. You know,
yeah.
This is our focus. And I think when we reach our adulthood, that's when all of it comes into play. Because now your dreams and your expectations have basically molded you. The choices you've made, the decisions you've made, the things that you've learned, now it's all like one cohesive puzzle when you're in adulthood. You know, now you're expected to maintain a job. You're expected to have children. You're expected to do this, right? This is what you expect as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are some expectations that basically every adult have, or every parent has for their, you know, for their child or whatever. So now you're an adult, and you have your expectations, but you also have your dreams. You dream to find the right husband, or you dream to find the right man. You dream to have a big house. You dream to be successful. You dream to do this. You dream to do that. And basically, we've just taken steps to getting that.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the difference lies. Like, you know, when we focus, we start off at our dreams, then we go into our expectations. And then once you're in adulthood, you have to basically focus on one or the other.
Of course, there's only one problem.
What's
Aren't
that?
You always something fulfilling someone else's dreams and expectations of you? I mean,
are you?
I mean, your parents have such a level where they want you to be. You know, if you don't live up to that level, then they'll look at you, oh, that old Jody's just a failure, this, that, and the other.
But see, that's the thing. That's what I said. When you get to adulthood, you start owning it onto your own. Like, as you're a child, even, you know, from infancy, you are basically living off your parents, you know, expectations and dreams of yourself. You know, you need to behave this way. You need to do this. You need to do that. They're teaching you these things. You're learning things on yourself. When you become a teenager, then you're into the point of, you know, you're finding yourself pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're finding yourself. So just as they have expectations of you, now you have more expectations of them. And the reason why this counts now is because now you can voice those expectations. You're allowed to be yourself. You're allowed to be individual pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I could tell you, like, Mom, I want to go, you know, I expect you to do X, Y, Z. Well, you know, this is what I expect from you too, Mom. Like, you know, I'm an adult. I'm a young adult, and I need my privacy. So now you can voice things like that to your mom or to your dad or whatever. So, and then when you're in adulthood, now you have expectations and dreams, and people always going to have expectations and dreams for you. But now this is the choice where you choose where you want to focus. You know, nobody can tell you where you want to focus. Yeah, some will be disappointed. Yeah, some will be mad. Some will be angry. But at the end of the day, you tell yourself, listen, I can't please everybody.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to please everybody. So, you know, Now that you're an adult, you can focus on what you want to focus on. If you want to focus on the expectation aspect of your life, like we said before, the expectations is only the state of looking forward to something. You know, you expect to get married. You expect to find a husband. You expect to be successful. Huh?
Easy for you to say.
What? What you just said?
I said easy for you to say.
Well, like I said, you're an adult, and it all depends on you.
That's true.
You're an adult. Nobody can tell you nada. As long as you ain't breaking no rules, nobody can tell you nada. At the end of the day, this is your choice. If you choose to listen to somebody, if you choose to follow their path, if you choose to, at the end of the day, it's your choice. It's your life. If you choose to seize the day, carpe diem, like that's the difference when you become an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care who you are, where you are, what you was born in. At the end of the day, it all boils down to that. You know, so, and, you know, a little other stuff is in there, but, you know, we're focused on the dreams and expectations. Anyway.
805-830-8320 is our number. We don't have anybody on the line, Crush?
Actually, we have a lot of people on the line. Hi, people on the line. But if nobody press 1, I can't bring them on. I got a lot of blink callers, and I got a lot of, oh, I see a 404. Hi, Sean. And I see Russ in the chat room. Hi, Russ. Okay.
Good evening,
so,
Russ.
Yeah, Russ is in the chat room right now. I had this all down packed. I have my little handy-dandy notebook in front of me. And, we're talking about dreams and expectations. And I'm going to ask you a question, Black Reporter. As a child, what was your dream?
Actually, my dream isn't too far away from where, in a sense, where I am right now, especially. As a kid through high school and coming out of high school into college, I wanted to be on the radio somewhere. I wanted to be make it big. I never made it as big as I thought I would, but I wanted to be on the radio somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made a radio career into a 36-year career of a lifetime. And I'll be in the media. And the thing is, the wonderful thing about this thing we call the media is that there are lots of new branches now that, you know, are being discovered every single day, like
mm-hmm.
what we're doing right here and right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever thought that we'd be on the phone hosting a radio show cross country together. If I ever thought I would be doing a cross country radio show, I would say, yeah, and what have you been smoking lately?
Mm-hmm.
But here I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the internet, blogging, which
mm-hmm.
I hope to do with the Cubby Hole and everything. And that's just a couple of things that, you know, that I've had as dreams and possible career motions and everything. And that's just me. What about you?
My dream as a child, they were kind of warped. I never...
Warped in what way?
Warped in a way of, I never had a dream that, oh, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I've never had that.
Okay.
I never had that dream for myself, like, oh, I want to be a basketball player when I grow up, or, oh, I want to do this when I grow up. My dreams were more of, I want to have a place to live when I grow up, you know?
Okay.
You know, my dreams were more of that, and I guess because of,
the environment I was in.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. That mostly became because that was the environment I was in. And my dreams, they were, you know, I wish this person or this type of person would adopt me. Like, that was my dream. My dream, I wasn't focused on the adulthood so much as, you know, trying to keep my childhood, you know what I mean, from slipping through my fingers pretty much.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of times I couldn't, I had to, my expectations came a little faster than everybody else's, as from what mm-hmm. I described. You know, my expectations didn't come when I was an adolescent. My expectations came when I was still, you know, being a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's what happened with me when it came to dreams and expectations before adulthood. However, however, it didn't warp me. You know, some people can go through, like, some people can go through tragedy and go through bad things, and at the end of the day, they're warped. As a, you know, as an adult, they become warped. They become, you know, drug addicts, drug addicted. They go through so much, you know, from suicide to things. And I've sat there and I've talked to people, and I'll tell a person, you know, well, I've been through A, B, and C, and they're like, well, I don't know how you can come out smiling today and things of that nature. And I was like, well, because after I went through my final battle, so to speak, or my final disappointment, it became clear to me that I have to make my choice now.
Let me ask you a question. Was it with a demon?
Huh?
Was it with a demon? Or
with
demons?
What with a demon? What was what
final
demon?
Your final battle.
My final battle? I mean, if you want to call that person a demon, you can. But I'm just saying, you know, when somebody finally, you know, I had one expectation of this person, and instead of it being what I expected, it became something else. You know, and that was basically, you know, I've always smiled. That's one thing you can never take away from me. That was mine. Food became my best friend. Because that's just something that became me, that defined me. And, you know, so now it's like, okay, it's either swim or sink. And who has time to be sinking? Not me. So that's
to think.
Huh?
You're too fabulous to think.
Right. I also see on the lines, our first lieutenant, oh wait, somebody disappeared. Okay. Our first lieutenant is in the building right now from the 347. Go BRYCKK. Go BRYCK. Oh wait, gotta know what that spells. It's Brick. She's finally made it to the show.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everyone.
How you doing, Brick? I'm doing good. How's everyone else?
Ooh,
oh,
my good.
What have you done to Crush?
Huh? Huh?
You have to be so introspective.
Okay. Right. Listen, you on your own with that one. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well,
All right.
She was the one who came to me this weekend talking about a man. Normally, with Crush, that's a normal reaction to men.
Okay, so could you call talking about a man, that's an issue?
Well, it's just surprising.
They think I'm a man hater.
No, that would be me. That wouldn't necessarily be you. I wouldn't even consider, Crush is nice to these men out here, please. I wouldn't even consider you a man hater. Not at all. He's nice.
So I guess it's because they hear my inner thoughts on the radio.
See, y'all hear that, but you don't hear behind the scenes where she be like, you let him go. What do you mean you didn't let him go? You just should have chopped his legs off. What are you talking about? She's like, well, you know, it ain't got to be all that. I just let him go ahead. I'm like, you know what? Get him out with the legs. Let me do it. I got enough of it. None.
y'all are so good.
But
it's the truth.
Let's go get them. Let's cut their legs off and lock them, drag their buddy stuff back to their house. That's the stuff I be saying. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, give me a side eye a lot. If I try not to say it too much.
Mhm. And it's true, Black Reporter really is. Like, you know, on here you can, on the radio show, you know, my dreams and expectations are way different than when I'm not on a radio show. it's kind of biased, so to speak. Like, I'm being real with y'all. Don't get me wrong, but the stuff that I reveal, on radio show is you know, coming from a different aspect. You know, I want to tell you X, Y, Z. I want to tell you everything. But then again, I know that this is still a radio show. So I can only tell you much to make you laugh, make you smile, make you cry. And then you have to have the rest of the stuff backed up. Then
yeah,
whether the rest if you
sound right pathetic.
And then when you come right, then when you talk to me in person, I can give you the whole backstory of why this is this and that and that and that and that. And then you can put in perspective my dreams and expectations or stuff that I've said on the air. You know, so
good for you.
That's how that rolls. We have Russ in the chatty. Russ is singing his poems to us, Black Reporter. And then he said our poems. Then he said, "Seriously, Crush, I'm an ex-alcoholic and I wanted to commit suicide. Never did, obviously, but instead ended up in the hospital with liver damage." And then he starts talking to Britt.
Oh, my God.
You all right, Russ?
She hasn't proposed yet.
Here she is, the woman who always kicks me away. I had bottles of Pepsi waiting, but she never came.
You know what? I swear that man think of Pepsi is the way to win my heart, don't he? He loves Pepsi. Like, have Pepsi, we'll travel.
Have Pepsi, we'll travel. That's a mess. So I did a whole long half an hour rambling of the mouth about dreams and expectations. What were some of your dreams, Brick, as a child?
Oh, wow. What was Brick as a child like?
No, what was your dreams as a child?
And what was he expecting?
No. What was your aspirations, pretty much, as a child? What was your goal? Yeah. As a child. We went through this already, Black Reporter.
Okay.
As a child, this may sound kind of weird. Well, not necessarily weird. It's just I wanted to be a secretary. I wanted to be the best secretary ever. I wanted to work with papers and files and stuff all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be a secretary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people would say, "Oh, God, secretary." That's all I wanted to be. I was content and happy just being working with case files and files and stuff. All along. File cabinets.
And then when you got the job over at the conference office, you thought you were in Harvard.
As I was saying,
Black Reporter.
Before we realized what that was like.
Okay, see, this is why. Anyway, I just like, dealing with papers and pushing papers and stuff like that. I used to play office as a kid all the time. And
okay.
I had my brothers and sisters that hate me playing office. But I used to always just play office, and we would answer the phones, and we would make files and copies and duplicates. And we'd say, "Let me get this file and duplicate, please." You know what we were talking about. But we would do stuff like that as kids. I'll need those in triplicate by the end of the day. And I used to just push papers and papers and papers. My mother would scream because we'd have all these papers everywhere. But, and we would take our staplers and just staple everything. But that's what I wanted to be. I mean, I didn't have, you know, it's not like I wasn't pushed to have those, oh, I want you to be a doctor, I want you to be this. My mother told me I want you to be happy. Whatever you do, make sure you're happy doing it. And I thought about it, what would I be happy doing? Well, it would put a smile on my face, and it's a job, and that was being a secretary.
So, you know, you got people that have, once again, those expectations. Oh, my daughter's going to be, expect my daughter to be a doctor and this and this and this. And they start at a young age. And when you're in the, you know, when, once you get your, into your adulthood, you know, you got to, like, listen, Mom, obviously I'm not going to be a doctor. But, you know, that's when an adult, you can come and you basically you set your own path, pretty much.
Like my brother wanted to drive a train. For as long as he could remember, he wanted to be a train operator. For as long as he could remember, that's all he ever wanted to do, drive the train. And he would say, well, what do you want to drive the train? What do you want to drive the train? As he got older, he took the test, waited what seemed like years to be called. When he was finally called, to this day, he still he's a conductor. He doesn't want to drive, though. He likes the actual conducting of the train. So he likes to be able to call all the shots without actually doing the motor work. So he loves it. He's been doing it to this day. He loves it. And I'm like, that's somebody that didn't have a high, you know, doctor, lawyer, something like that. He just wants to do what made him happy. And I think that that's something a lot of people don't do when they think about a job. They think about how much money it can bring them as opposed to the amount of happiness it can bring them. So that's how we was as kids. We were always just taught to want to do what made us happy, not necessarily what money in.
Right. Now, folks, our conversation is not... Oh, go ahead, Michael.
I thought we were the only ones who played off as a kid.
We can't hear you, what?
I thought we were the only ones who played off as a kid.
Oh, why your phone got so low?
I don't know.
Sit up.
I don't know.
Stop laying down.
I'm not laying down.
I expect you to say you wasn't laying down, but I know. Folks, you can call us at 805-830-8320 to join into the conversation. So I don't know how to tell you how to get on by Skype, but I will figure that out in a moment, how to get on, you know, the call through Skype for all those that don't have a phone or from across the seas and stuff like that. I want to join in the conversation. Black Reporter.
Ma'am?
When you was a teenager, what was your expectations for yourself
when you became an adult? When I was a teenager, I was already taking stats as a sophomore and a junior at my high school, Catholic High School in New Iberia, Louisiana. And I was already writing articles. So I knew I was going to be a journalist. So, actually, I was also doing a one shift.
Got all that background noise in
it. Yeah, I know, and I'm choking. I was doing one shift a night at the local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew what I was going to be doing. So,
right, but I'm not just talking about, you know, your expectations as far as your career, but also in romance and you know all aspects of your life. Like, you know, even though, you know, we have to work and make that money to survive, I don't think your job actually defines you, does it?
For a while, that's what I did.
Oh.
I lied to you. For a while, that's what it did.
What about you, Brick? What do you think about that?
Well, as I got to a teenager, anything changed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I got to a teenager, a lot changed. I began to see the world differently.
Right.
You know, I wasn't so innocent anymore, you know, doe-eyed anymore. You know, you start to see things and situations for what they are. And I actually didn't want to do anything of the positive nature. Like anything, you know, it was all about get money.
Oh.
You know, I took a turn for the dark side during that time.
Wow.
And my aspiration, you really want to know what my human aspiration was during that time?
Sure.
It was basically to open up a whorehouse. I'll be totally honest with you.
You want to be a madam.
Yeah, basically. That's what I wanted to do at that age. Because I figured, you know, I don't know if it came with
city.
It came with being dating and being feeling jaded at that early age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may have had something to do with it. But from that point on, I didn't want anyone I didn't want children. I didn't want anything of a serious nature. I just wanted to have fun and make money while I was doing it. And I figured that was the best way to do it.
Oh.
You know, that's how I was feeling at that era. That's how I was.
Okay. Black reporter, what you got going on with your noisy-ass background?
I wish I knew. Unfortunately, I have to share a room, so my apologies, folks. I was just saying that when was the realization come through that you realize that this is not going to be like the realm for you, when you realized that there were too many laws against you?
Too many laws, you stupid. Brick?
Well, I realized there were too many laws.
He said, when did you realize that there was too many laws against you?
You wouldn't be putting them in the meters. Well, I never did. I found it was hard to raise that type of funding. That type of capital. It was hard to raise that kind of money.
Right.
Cool. Well, this is the time of evening where we get a little sweet. And we got a little sugar.
Yes, she is.
And a little sugar to the pot. What's going on, Lady C?
Hello. I got caught out doing some shopping for my cafe.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the lady with the dreams and expectations going on right here. What's going on, little sugar? How's the cafe coming along?
It's going good. I've been trying to shake off what the last person had did, so they're tasting my cooking and they're enjoying it. But the last woman had attitude. She couldn't cook. Come to find out, she was recycling grits and coffee.
Ew.
Yeah.
She was recycling coffee and what? Grits.
Yeah.
Anything
else
you
thought
you
could... Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many pots of coffee you can make after another.
No. She takes it, put it in the refrigerator, and then heat it up in the microwave and add it to the new coffee.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Take the grits and put them in the refrigerator and add them to the fresh grits. And anything else she thinks she could recycle, she was recycling. Had mashed potatoes in the freezer. Say, I left you some mashed potatoes. I'm looking at her like, really? Instant mashed potatoes. There's like 10 boxes of instant mashed potatoes, and you're going to leave me some in the freezer. I said, okay,
wow.
And they went in the trash.
Lord have mercy.
Wow. Expectation. We're talking about our own individual Oz, pretty much, Lady C. That's our conversation for the evening. I done gave them a nice, long, stern talking to about, you know, expectation, dreams. We went over the meaning. We went over the, you know, the difference, how they're the same, and so forth. And I even broke it down into our lives and, you know, things of that nature, different stages of our lives and stuff. But we're having a nice conversation. It's a nice flowy show right now. Nice flowy show. And like I explained earlier, that the topic of this show was actually me meeting a guy. A black reporter lost his mind. So I met a guy. He showed the same interest as me, but what really put me over the edge, and I got so introspective, as Black Reporter put it. What really put me over the edge is he came to see me over the weekend. This was his first time. He called me after our show on Thursday, after Crush Grooves. He called me after the show, like 10 minutes after the show, and I told him, you know, give me 15 minutes. You know, I just finished doing my show. I got to get my mind right. And an hour later, he was ringing my doorbell, and he came, and we was having, like, that stimulating conversation and laughing and hee-hee-hawing, and, you know, he's everything that I want in a man. If I was like, Crush, what kind of man you want? I'm telling you, he got it going on. You know, he's young, he's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, he got a city job, he wants to excel in, he wants to travel, he wants to experience things. And the bonus was, he don't want to get married, and he don't want kids at this point in his life, right? Then he hit me with the 411, and he was like, yeah, but I'm not looking for a relationship either. I don't want to be held down because I do want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. And he hit me with that. And I'm going to tell you, no lie, folks, I was really like, but it was all so bittersweet. That was like one of those bittersweet moments, because after we like I said, once we had this conversation, we talked, we made out, you know, we went to what you call first base. We was in first base, we was kissing, you know, he was bothered, I was bothered, and then he got up. Where are you going? He's like, oh yeah, I'm leaving. What? So this week I was just like, my mind was just like, okay, I was feeling some type of way. And that started making me thinking about, you know, in a relationship, what is it that I really want? Because like I said, you talk online or you hear me on this show, and I say, well, I don't want to get married, and I don't want no kids. But I never said I didn't want to be in a long-term relationship, and I never said I didn't want to adopt. I just said I don't want no kids. I never said I didn't want to be a parent. So, you know, that's what made me come up with the dreams and expectations, folks. I'm awesome. Anyway, what we're going to do at this time is we're going to take a little tiny break. We're going to take 5 minutes to woo-saw, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish the conversation. Now, because I said we're all going to find our own individual Oz, I decided to play a song from The Wiz, because I'm awesome. And here's Stephanie Mills with her rendition of Home. Oh, wait. Y'all can't hear that right now, can y'all? My bad. It wasn't my fault. My computer started over. So everything I thought I had, I don't have. So give me a second here, folks. Because everything is backwards right now on my computer. But anyway, Black Reporter. Okay.
Did he hang up?
Glass of water.
Glass of water. Okay. Bob. Okay, he's gone. He's there, but he's just gone. I don't know.
He's trying to reduce out the noise and not paying no attention. Back to Florida.
Is that what it is? I'm just trying to help. You're here? What happened? Was you talking and muted yourself?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
See? I knew.
Really, Black Reporter? Worse than me.
Well, have you done it yourself?
Huh?
Haven't you done it yourself?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Worse than me. Huh?
Huh?
What is that?
I said, haven't you done it yourself?
Yeah, your background's all fucked up. Yeah, I have done it myself.
I know.
It is what it is. Okay, well, I guess what, folks, we can't go to my little break, so I can't play my little song, because I have to restart my computer, and I guess I'll just, I'll go ahead and play one of Brick's songs. I'm not going to be able to keep my mood, so I'll play one of Brick's songs. I'm going to take Brick's song over, and, I don't know what to play. I don't even know what any of this stuff is. Brick. I don't know what any of this stuff is. All right, I'm going to play something. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to press the button, and we're going to come back right after this.
Hey.
I travel the world.
Okay. Welcome back. That was a pretty decent song, right, Black Reporter?
Of course it was.
Right. It fit the mood. You know, we're talking about dreams and expectations. Right? Talk about them sweet dreams, you know. I don't know who sang that. Who sang that, Brick?
Yeah. That was the Eurythmics.
Eurythmics.
I knew
had
that.
Had a steal one of your songs. You didn't know that, Black Reporter.
You didn't know that.
I did. No, you didn't. You didn't know that. Russ keeps saying they from his hometown.
Actually,
I ain't talking to Russ. Russ don't even come to Brick's house no more, so he can kick rocks with Jesus sandals on.
That is serious. Okay. We played a little musical break. We got our woosah on. Once again, I want to remind everybody, you are tuned into the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
The radio show that everybody's trying to be like.
And we got the First Lieutenant, Miss Brick, and we got our sugar, Miss Lady C, on the lines right now. Yeah, you gotta say it like that. Little sugar.
Sugar.
Little sugar. Hey, sugar.
Hey. I have to ask, was I lying by the statement I just previously made just now?
Huh?
Pardon the word?
The radio show that everybody's trying to be like.
What are you talking about? You talking about Brick's house?
No. I'm not talking about Brick's house at all.
The radio show. It was just a station. It wasn't a particular radio show. It was just a station.
Okay.
You know, everybody's in that mode right now, pretty much.
I'll tell you one thing. You never worked for my government.
Who, me?
Excuse me?
You said, wait, what?
Nothing.
Talking in cold, woman?
We
slow today.
Add a little sugar.
So slow today. All right, so this is the part of the show where I tell you to call in at 805-830-8320, and I also tell you that we are online heavy. We got
and
like
men,
five different...
Where the hell are you?
Go ahead.
Don't leave me hanging here.
Listen, I can give you an option where you're not hanging at all. I'm just saying. So, I mean, we can give you other options now.
You fight is like we're coming.
I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Anyway,
I heard the stay on the Viking right, and I said, Christ, don't go there.
It's all in good fun. You know, I haven't picked on you in a long while.
I know.
Isn't that right, Brooke? We haven't really gotten on Black Reporter lately.
Almost a full 24 hours.
Right. What do you think, Lady C? We've letting Black Reporter slide.
Oh, my God.
For a week now. We haven't really gotten
a full 24 hours, huh?
No, it's been longer than that.
You've been walking around and you've been dibbing and dabbing, and she hasn't responded, so you should be happy.
Right.
Yep, ma'am.
There have been times she should have responded. She just let it slide on by.
Just let it go. Let it go.
So I wouldn't bring
it. But anyway. Anyway, we're talking about our dreams and we're talking about our expectations. Let's go to this. everybody in here is independent, or you've been in some form of independency, right? And you get into your, whether it be your first apartment or your first job, whatever the first was, you know, you had a dream and you had an expectation at that particular moment. Now, let's say that first day went by, that first week went by, that first month went by, and, you know, you start to doubt yourself. You start to feel a little uneasy. You know, so for some people it works out. For others, you know, and maybe it was a little longer, it took you a little longer to start feeling that way. But we all good there sometimes. We always get to that depression mode. I want you to just think about, you know, that defining moment for yourself where you just realize, like, yo, I'm an adult now. You know, I'm grown, you know. So at that particular moment, that morning, you wake up. You roll over, you stumble your way to the bathroom or the first place you go, you flick on the light, and standing in front of you is a fairy godmother, a little fairy or a genie or this mystical person, and before you start screaming, they tell you, they identify themselves, hey, I'm your fairy godmother, and I'm here to grant you your... Then you scream, okay? Y'all got it? Y'all pictured it? Y'all reminiscing? Okay. Y'all at that point now? Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Y'all with me? Y'all in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Y'all turned on the lights? Y'all seen this? And then y'all scream, ah, okay? Y'all at that point?
Yeah.
And they tell you... You know, once you stop screaming, nobody's coming to your rescue because you know what? You're on your own. You're independent. There's nobody else in the house but you, or nobody in the house that could do something but you. And then they tell you, I'm here to grant your dream or an expectation. I'm here to grant that for you. I'm here to make that come true. Would you have done it? Black reporter, would you have done it? Would you have said, okay, here's my dream? That's it. You only got that one chance. There's no reversing it. There's no taking it back. You only got that dream. That's it. This is what you wanted. This is what you aimed for. This is what you aspired to be. Now, bam, you got it. What would have been, and would you have ask for it to be granted?
My dream was to be the best that I could have been as a journalist.
Out of who?
And, huh?
You said the best you could have been out of what?
As a journalist.
Oh, as a journalist. Okay.
And in a sense that, let me explain by saying this, that did come about, but it didn't come about in the fashion that I thought was going to come about. It came about.
No. Oh, I don't want to know your history. That defeats the purpose of the question. What are you doing to my question? Stop chopping it up.
Okay.
Let's stick in. We're in fantasy land. You got a mystical person in front of you. We don't want to know what really happened. We're in dreamland, sir. Didn't I not just play Sweet Dreams? We're in dreamland. Like, we don't want to know what actually happened. You had that opportunity. Now we're talking about what could have, would have, should have happened.
Yeah.
That's where we at right now. The what could have, should have. So your dream or expectations you would have asked your fairy godmother was to make you the best journalist possible.
Yeah.
Okay. And fame once
included.
You got that, huh?
Fame included.
Fame included. Okay, I want to be the best journalist, and I also want to be famous for it. And you got your wish. Poof. Now what? How would you spend the rest of your life?
Continuing that.
Huh?
Continuing that.
Continuing that, but doesn't fame and doesn't fame die out? Isn't there a point where you're not relevant anymore?
Like this. Not necessarily, because the old saying goes, you never work if you go to a job where you like where you work.
Right, but I'm talking about as far as the outside looking in at you. I'm not talking about for you if you're going to lose your spark or nothing like that. At this point, you don't need no more spark. Right? You got everything you wanted. You wanted to be famous, and you wanted to be successful at your job, which is being a journalist. So now I'm saying the outside looking in at you. Fame dies out. Fame isn't long-lasting. And there comes a point where you become irrelevant, especially as a journalist. So what do you do for the rest of your life? What would you do for the rest of your life?
Continue writing.
Continue writing?
Live on your, I guess the old saying goes, live on your laurels.
Oh, okay. If that's what you are. Okay, Lady C, your turn. You're in the bed. You rolled over. You stumbled to the bathroom. You cut off the light. There's this little fairy staring you dead in your face, and she says, boo. I'm your fairy godmother. And after you done screamed, she tells you she can grant one dream and one expectation. What would yours be?
My dream would be to be a top-notch medical doctor.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
My expectation? Yeah. Medical doctor that's able to just do good. And my expectation would be just to have peace of mind in what
peace
I'm doing.
Peace of mind. Okay. So you're saving lives, and you're also in the Zen mode. You're a Zen doctor saving lives.
Right.
And you have done this. Now, is this later on in life, or is this in the beginning of life? Because I did ask, you know, that point. Right. Okay. So you're independent. Okay,
right.
So you're independent, you're a successful Zen doctor, and that is granted. Is there a point where you think that you would fall out of love with doing that?
No, I don't think so, because I'm a people person,
mm-hmm.
and I like the aspect of helping people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was always my dream. It was my dream to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then things change. You know, so, but yeah, I to me, that's a career that's ever changing and ever growing. You know, so I don't think you would get tired of. You may get burnt out if you let it burn you out. That's why I would say peace of mind, because that's one of those things that would burn you out.
Right.
You have to learn to have peace of mind and what's going on, because we can't control everything. So that's why I say peace of mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because of when the good things happen, you're so happy, and then they're bad things and you drop.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, so that's
all
why
right.
I look
all
at
right.
it.
I totally agree. Brick, are you still with us? I'm not looking at my board right now.
Hanging on.
You hanging on? Okay. I'll make it quick for you. Okay. You're already at the bathroom. You cut on the light. The wizard is standing there. And he's like, I can grant you one dream or one expectation. What would it be?
First of all, I thought you were taking this question so many different ways. This question was on a whole roller coaster by the time we got to the end. And I said, okay, now I finally understand what she wants. Well, that's honestly, quite frankly, if I were to see a something one foot tall sitting in my bathroom, the first thing I'm going to do is back up and grab some spray and spray the shit out of it, because obviously I live in the project. There ain't nothing that fucking thing supposed to be standing there talking to me other than this damn cat. So after that, if the spray don't work, then I'll pray in the name of Jesus to get this devil out of my house, if that's what it is. Now, when I open my eyes and the damn thing is still there, then I'd say, okay, then maybe it's not a devil. Then I'd say, okay, what do you want? And after he wipes his eyes and say, look, I'm just here to offer you a deal. So if he offered me the deal, I'd say, okay, well, I would think, knowing myself, I could easily take this wish, this aspiration, this dream, and just say, yes, I would like to own my own business and be very successful and, you know, continue to help people. But knowing my track record and the way I am, I'd probably screw it up, to be totally honest, because you said this is for the long run here now. You said this is for the long run. And in the long run, I'd probably run the damn business in the ground in 2 years, knowing me. So I wouldn't even waste it on me. I'd say, you know what, I know how I'm going to do. Okay, I do my best work silent. So I would ask for the little genie person. I would say, I would like you to grant my son to be very successful in whatever he does, when he is financially stable for the rest of his life, and to have him have a beautiful family, a wife and a wonderful family, grandkids for me. That's what I would want for him, because in turn, he will take care of me with that damn money, and I don't have to do anything. And plus the fact that he is not a bleeding heart like his mother. My son is cutthroat and don't give a shit, okay? He's not going to end up being handed away like I would to any unsuspecting fool that come up. He ain't going to do that, and he ain't going to trust no big button to smile either, like I would, like his mother would, because she's stupid like that too. So I would give it to him and let him utilize it, because I bet you he would take it, run through college, would it be very successful, have that family and the money, and I'd benefit that way. So that's what I would do with my wish. I wouldn't use it on me. I'd screw it up.
Right.
Yeah. No. I know. I've been this way for 30 damn years.
Huh?
I've been this way too long.
You're not letting me get past here. You're not letting me get past.
What my dream expectation be? First wake up and you see a little alien person.
She would say, hi, Kitty.
God, but...
She would say, Kitty.
Kitty.
He'd
be like,
no, it's not Kitty.
Right, you're not Kitty.
He'd be like,
Magnus.
He'd be like, try to follow me here.
Oh, you got
like
your time.
The bitch is like, listen, try to follow me here.
Yeah, you got your
stop shouting now.
Okay. Right.
And then Crush still was, listen, she grabbed and put the bell around his neck. And be like, Kitty. All right, let me just keep going. You're obsessed with Kitty.
I am obsessed with Kitty. That's no lie. It's like I'm about to call a neighbor and tell her let's trade cats. Like,
Kitty.
And I keep calling Max that too. I'm like, hey, Kitty. Like, you're not Kitty.
All right.
See, you throw me off of my game. Okay.
Okay. What would you say?
My wish. Or rather, not my wish, my dream or expectation for myself when I reached that moment where I came. It's like right before I became independent, but that moment when I realized there's no support system. You know, there's a moment between, you know, becoming a teenager and becoming an adult, there's a brief instant, a few years where literally, like, I had nobody. Nobody expected nothing from me, and I expected nothing from anyone at that moment. So if a genie appeared at that moment in the situation I was in, I would probably ask asked them to surround me with, you know, surround me with a support system. Because I feel like if you have a support system, whatever dream you have, whatever goals that you have or that I have for myself, that support system would make it so much easier. You know, because you always have somebody motivating you or somebody helping you with your problems, giving you advice, talking, all that stuff that you could probably get from a therapist, I would want in a group of friends. I would want to be Rachel. And I would want a Monica and a Phoebe and a Matt or whoever else, Justin, Dave, whatever his damn name is, you know, so and a Joby. So I would want that, and I think that's what I would wish for at that point in time. Like, you know, that was just like me emotionally and mentally and spiritually being at my worst. So that right there would have done me wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have that. And that's just real talk right there. So, once again, that's what I would have done. And I would want us to be together. That's crazy. That song just popped in my head. I would want us to be together, you know, as if we were married. You know, because I knew then, like I know now, I did not want to get married. You know, I didn't want, you know, that has not changed as of yet. I'm not interested in getting married. I'm not interested in being or bearing my own child. I'm not interested in those two things.
But
what?
There's been a slight change.
What?
Not saying major change. Just a slight change.
What's that change?
You've allowed someone into your heart.
That wasn't never the...
Okay.
Listen, folks.
I didn't say that was the intention.
No. Listen, folks. Because I don't want to get married does not make me a cold-hearted bitch. Because I don't want to get married does not make me interested in men. Doesn't make me not attracted to a man. Doesn't make me want to feel for a man. It just says that I do not want to go into a court to get a piece of paper to sit up there and tell me that, oh, well, you're stuck with this person for X amount of time. Or I don't need that contract because that's all marriage really is. When you think about it, I don't want to have to go there. I don't want to have to put this expectation on me. And I guess I really do have to do a show on late nights and Super Fluffy Flirt about this because it's coming up a lot, and I think people are misunderstanding, you know, when I say I don't want to get married and I don't want children of my own. They're misunderstanding that concept. But I know there's many of... Okay, all right. Don't be coughing at me like that. Ew.
Sorry.
Don't be coughing on me. Don't be coughing on me like that. Yeah. But you know, it I don't know. Did anybody else get it? Maybe I'm explaining it wrong.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
Lindsay. You don't need the paperwork. You didn't say you don't want to be committed to someone. You don't want to bear a child. You don't want to carry around 50 extra pounds for 9 months and push it out and say, wow, I had a baby. That's not
mm-hmm.
a need for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you never said you didn't want to be a parent. It just said you didn't want to carry a child. You never
mm-hmm.
said that you didn't want someone to be in your life and be a part of your life. You just don't have the need to put it in writing on paper and file it down pounds. Because even if that was on paper, in your mind, once they leave out your door, they're still single. So to you, that's only something in writing for them downtown. The way you feel is that when we're together, we're together. When we're apart, we're apart. And we just enjoy what time we have together.
Mm.
Right?
Wow.
He said, what? What? Shut your mouth.
So, pretty much, Lady C. I mean, pretty much, thank you, Lady C. What I was going to say, pretty much, is Black Reporter, that's what it's about. So,
okay.
do you get where I'm coming from now?
Really? A tiny bit, maybe.
She's not saying that she doesn't want someone in her life. She just doesn't need paper.
Right. I don't need
the
long term relationship. I don't. You know. Say that again.
I'm just saying. Look how far marriage has gotten some people. It hasn't gotten them any further than they are now. You know, I want someone in my life, but I don't think at this point I will ever trust enough to marry. I'll trust enough to include my boyfriend, but I don't think to marry. I don't want to marry.
Sure.
You know, and I feel that, you know, I've already had a child biologically. I know what it feels like. I don't need to do it again. And anyone that I get with is going to have to be happy either adopting one or, you know, going off on their own and having one. I'm not having any more children. And that's somebody that I have to get with, so I have to respect that. So in a lot of ways, I'm just like you, Crush. I'm not having any more children. And
You would adopt a child?
Yes, I would.
I don't want no more babies. If he want a child, I don't even want him to adopt one. I got grandchildren. What age you want to pick?
He said, I got grandchildren. What age you want to pick? You
got grand.
Hey, Bobby, send little Ray Ray over. John,
well, I can have some
food
with that part as well, because, you know, my son is a man now.
Okay.
He can come at any time. But what I'm saying is, I would want to give a child a chance. I would do it for a child. To say, you know, a child out there, there's too many older kids that are not being adopted that just need a chance. You know what I'm saying? To get that right push off on their future. So I think that's why I would do it, because I want to help. I want to help. You know, I don't necessarily have to have anyone so I can spoil and oodle cool. No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to give a child a chance. I want to give one a chance.
I can see that.
Yeah, they
got to
be older. It's
got to
be like 10 or older. I'm not taking anything younger than
10
years old.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. That is, honestly, on a so serious note, growing up in fourth kin, just knowing the odds like that, I applaud that right there. I really do. So,
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Because at that point in a child's life,
and that's the most
it's not even that nobody wants them. What happens is when you're 13 or 14, well, actually when you're 13 years old and you are a ward of the court, they give you an actual choice.
What?
the agency itself, like, I'm not talking about from the outside, I'm talking about from inside right now.
Right.
I was given a choice. I was 13 years old, my birthday had passed, the summer was here, it was time to go back to school. I was actually sat down with my social worker at the time, and she actually gave me a choice. She said, you have two roads you can go down right now. The one road is the road that you're on now as far as adoption. And she had to really break it down to me. She's like, as far as adoption, and this is what's going to happen as far as it's concerned, X, Y, B, and C, right? Then she said, well, there's another choice that you can make is independent living. And what independent living does, it basically they start putting you in workshops that will actually teach you all the stuff that you will learn from your mom. They will teach you all the stuff during these workshops. Mm. Once a week, once or twice a week, you go to these workshops, you go to this program for X amount of time while you're in high school. Like, it was mandatory for you to go to these things, and they taught you everything from how to go food shopping, how to read the labels on the cans, to you know, how to fill out a money order, how to do a check, all those things that you would need. And as you got older, it got more intense. You know, as you got older, they show you how to look up an apartment in the newspaper, how to, you know, what this code means, what that code means, what you need to do if you have no heat. Like, they really do that for you when you're in foster care. And that's called the independent living program. So and you know, at the same time, I'm still on the market, yeah. But at the same time, they're focusing, or they make you focus, pretty much. They put your focus in, and your expectations changed. I'm not expecting don't expect to be adopted by a loving family, you know, and you're going to live in the suburbs and stuff like that, because every expectation, every child gets to have that expectation. Like, you know, I came from this and why, but I want to be, you know, I expect to have this type of family, this, and this. And you're already built so much from what you've already experienced. You know what I mean? Like, you've already had so much disappointment at this moment. You know what I mean? You already had so much disappointment, whether you're trying to reconnect with your biological mother or you're trying to get in touch with your biological family, and you've done experience so much rejection and disappointment. It's like, now I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to prepare you either to be an adult on your own, or you can go ahead and we'll take another approach for you. But it's more likely that you're going to need this approach anyway.
Right.
And I really,
well,
and that's what I said, Black Reporter, like, my dreams and expectations as a child is way different than somebody who grew up with their family, whether it was a bad family or a good family, you know what I mean? Like, but you were still with your family. That's one thing you didn't have to worry about. You know, so my expectations, my dreams were pretty much totally different on that aspect or on that note. But anyway, that's just me getting a little personal. So, you know, speaking to you, Brick, like, you don't hear that a lot. You know, like, I want a kid. Like, if somebody said they want a kid and forced a kid that's over the age of 10, they pretty much want a slave. But I don't know. I'm laughing, but I'm very serious. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they want a kid. They want a kid because they don't want to get up and get the remote. You know, they want to, you know, it wasn't like, okay, you know, I want a kid. Like, if you're lucky if you get them at 6. You're lucky if you get them at 5, 6, and 7. But they already know, like, once you know, you're lucky then. But once you hit 10, 11, 12, 13, you're slim pickings, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, you're slim pickings, and you have to start focusing on, you know, on like, you know, now things are basically expected of you. You know, so they transfer your focus. Don't focus on that white picket fence because it's not coming towards you.
Going to junior high and the prom, and cashing check and learning this stuff. I mean, I think that's just so sad. I mean, it's more, but they try to prepare them so that they don't get the drop so bad, you know, when it's, and I understand the problem of it, it's just that it's sad it has to be that way.
But you know, in at the same time though, when I became 18, I was dropped from foster care. I literally was dropped. On my paper, it says I aged out. Because of that, that was a life changing moment for me. You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's why I said literally I was done. After I turned 18, actually, I was 18. I went to, you know, they even paid for me to go to college. I was 19. I came out, and I went through an episode where I could not go back to school. Literally, I couldn't. I could not go back to school. So the school that I was accepted to, they had to give my spot away. So technically, there was nothing holding me to them. Well, in their eyes, there was nothing holding me to them, so we're going to drop you. And I literally was dropped like a bad habit. Let me tell you, I walked out the office with a yellow envelope. And in that envelope, it had a list of every family member that I tried to get in contact with since I'd be into foster care. It had a list of their, all, you know, all their addresses and telephone numbers. And it had all my birth certificates, all those type of papers. That's what I was left with. Literally, I walked out with that envelope in my hand. So literally, it was like, I don't know this family. I don't know who that person is. I don't know who that is. And the people that I did know, they literally, like, shut the door closed behind my back, like, no, you know, I can't do nothing for you, sorry, bye. Literally, that's how it was. So, like, you know, you'll sit up here and you'll cry for days. But anyway.
Like, wow, anyway, that was just horrible.
You know that, but you know that's some people's reality, you know,
yeah.
and that's not even some people, but that's a lot of people's reality, and a lot
more
of times
you know.
Being in the right, more than you can actually imagine, and sometimes being in the comfort of your what is it your home, being in the
mm-hmm.
comfort of somebody's care, being in the comfort of fuck it the United States. You know,
yeah.
we tend to take things for granted. You know,
we tend to
feel some type of way, like, oh, you're not doing this, and we're not doing this, and why should we help those, and so forth and so forth. And it's like, at the end of the day, you're not required to take care of me. It wasn't your responsibility to take care of me. You know, this was James and Irene's job. They're the parents. Those were the ones. They are responsible. They're supposed to take step up to the plate, but they didn't. You know, so and a lot of times, a lot of us kids walk down with this entitlement. You know, we walk around like we have this feel like, oh, you owe me, and in all actuality, no, I don't owe you shit. You know, if I do something, you know, and that's where it falls at, like, you know, where our dreams and our expectations come out. Because when you're a teenager and you're living a teenager life, you have something that's like people expect the stuff from you, you expect something from them. But one thing that a teenager mindset has is that little thing we call invincibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have the world at my fingertips. I have tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I can do
yeah.
this, I can do that, and that's where your dreams and your expectations, well, that's where the expectations and your dreams and everything, that's what I said, when you're an adult, that when you're a kid, all that is, it's minimal. But anyway, that's just my thought.
That slapped me in the face the other day, and it really slapped me in the face, because you guys may have this up north. But, well, I realize how blessed I am being in the South, because what's this website where you can go back and find ancestors.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I saw this commercial, and you've probably seen it too, where this woman's talking about how she goes back to find her grandmother with the same name, and the grandmother with the same name lived in the building four blocks away, and she says she walks by that building every day. And seeing that commercial made me think that my people, my relatives and everything, have been living on that same property that I'm living on, well, that I have been living on for the past 80-some years. That's not something you just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. The house where I grew up in, my dad built. The
mm-hmm.
house next to where my sister lives, my grandfather built.
Mm-hmm.
And he added on to it. And that property there has been owned by my family for over about 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least that, if not more. So I should consider myself blessed, you know. And
you don't?
I do.
Oh,
I,
okay.
It's just that I really haven't taken the time to think about it, you know, until recently. So, you know, we go through these things these days, and we don't realize how much we're, you know, being Americans means to us, and being in the greatest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, taking my soapbox out of the way.
Okay. Anyway, folks, it's time. It's that time of the show where I give y'all a rundown of what's popping on Phone Fantasy Radio. Well, the rest of the week, we have awesome shows lined up for you tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We have the return of our brand new segment, Swingers State of Mind. And
Calm down.
And so that black reporter makes it on time for. Ooh. He stays late for. Ooh.
Rick.
Yeah, so, okay, so on Swinger State of Mind with myself, Trinity Blake, and Frenchie, we will be talking about the past, the present, and the future of the lifestyle. We're gonna get into so much on tomorrow night. We have a very awesome show planned for y'all. We're gonna do we consider ourselves as swingers, what level we're on. You know, we're going to ask y'all to call up, and we're going to have, listeners basically talk about the lifestyle. We want to know what you think of the lifestyle. Would you ever participate in the lifestyle? And if you are a swinger, you know, what level you on? We're going to talk about a little bit of everything. We're going to give you the definition of what is a swinger. We're going to give you the definition of, from our conversation of last week into this week. So we got a lot planned for y'all. We also have the group orgy. And our orgy is basically our listeners' random question. We're going to take a random question for one of our listeners, and basically we're going to politic on that. We're going to answer it the best of our abilities. You got three people, three different versions of the lifestyle. You know, use us. We're here for that. You know, we're here to do just that.
Excuse me, Ms. Rush. I have a question that I'd like answered. Can I have the mailing address, please?
The mailing address for?
For to ask a question.
Oh, yes. I can give you that. You can send all questions to swingersstateofmind@gmail.com.
And is this confidential?
It is. You just let them know that it's confidential, that you would not like to be, or you like to be anonymous. Just state that. You know, please don't say my name, or, you know, sign it with like a nice little tag, you know, newbie and curious or something like that. And we'll try our best to, you know, answer your question or give you advice on a situation or anything like that. So that's the group orgy. That's what that's about. Orgy time. So that's tomorrow night. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. We're on for 2 hours, as always. Right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And the number, as always, 805-830-8320. After Wednesday, we have Thursday with Crush Cruz. And myself and the main man, Black Reporter, will return for the boom, boom, room. The boom, boom, room is basically we'll be talking about ironic moments in our relationship. And basically, that's what I'm telling you. I already told y'all the story, but I'm going to tell y'all again on Thursday. We'll talk more about it. But, you know, there's ironic where sometimes where life just be like,
slap, slap.
Slap you in the face.
You know, they just slap, slap with the white glove. They just walk up to you very quietly, look you dead in the eye, give you a nice little smile. You smile back, and then they just take a white glove and go smack, smack, and you're just stuck for a moment before you realize what actually just happened. And that's what we're talking about, ironic moments in your life. So that's going down on the Boom Boom Room. As always, we open up the lines for all our listeners to ask for advice, or you can also share your booms and dooms or your ironic moments in the bedroom.
Question. One question. Are we doing this from personal experience, or are we also doing this from websites or what we may have heard or what we may have heard on the news or whatever?
Well, as far as erotic, as far as ironic moments in your relationship?
Well, ironic moments, period.
Ironic moments in a relationship. No, it got to be relationship based. It's not period.
Okay.
That's just trifling.
it gotta be
relationship based, you know, as far as like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, you know, courting who, I'm courting me, you know, things of that nature. And we'll prefer personal, but if you come across somebody giving you the advice or asking advice or something like that, then sure, you can share that.
Okay.
And also we open up the lines for you to share your hits, your awesome sexcapades, or your very bad, embarrassing, horrible, I never, ever, 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 ever want to see him or her again moments, and you just need to get it off your chest. The lines will be wide open like a pair of legs. 805-830-8320. What, like a boy?
One question. Are you going to debut your definition during that show?
Yeah, we're gonna debut the definition during that show. Shh, Black Reporter. Damn, you tell everything. Kenna should be some. Yeah, you are. Kenna is like, come on, shh, Black Reporter. Just shh. You know, like shush. Anyway, that's Friday. I mean, that's Wednesday and Thursday, that's for this week. And then we're back on Monday. We're back on Sunday with me. And I do late nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. And then Monday, we're back at it with Brick House. What you got planned for next week, you know?
I plan to be there next week.
That's the most you can say.
Well, I'm glad to know that my expectations of you.
You want to know more?
Seriously.
I'll pop up in my bathroom tomorrow around 5 a.m.
No, I'm good. I like my eyesight. I like my eyesight. But I will send Max over. You can have him.
Okay, I'll send Kitty.
No, I'm going to send Max. Big old tiger. Well, then we come back with True Crimes next week, right? Next week is True Crimes on Adult Zone. And what we're doing on True Crimes, I have no idea. But we also have the official debut of The Cubbyhole. Am I right, Black Reporter?
You are correct.
I'm correct? Okay.
You are correct. And I want to quote something of this. In most of your cities, we have what we call the black media. Now, it's been, and excuse me for saying this, it's been bastardized somewhat because kids today think that if you take a radio station and display nothing but the latest hip-hop songs, or latest black songs, you're a black radio station. Nothing could be further from the truth. And we're going to discuss that a little bit and discuss whether the black media is still the black media.
Okay. So that sounds like a plan. And basically that's our the latest 7-day roundup on the Phone Fantasy Radio's entertainment train.
Choo-choo. Anyway, folks. Why did I just do that? I don't know. I lost the internet, but I will say this. By all means, join us online. We have about five different Facebook pages, but you can look us up at Facebook at facebook.com. Look, no, by the way. facebook.com/phone. Go ahead, Black Reporter. What's the app on Facebook?
I am back on Facebook. All this time, I have not been on Facebook. That's gorgeous. I think it's very important.
You wait around and let everyone know that already, Black Reporter.
Anyway. My apologies.
Okay, I'm done. Everybody, good night. Have a wonderful week. See y'all tomorrow. Later, alligator. I'm done.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody.